If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bible gives us some suggestion in 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 3 through 11. It talks about the four leprous men who had analyzed their situation. It meant they were not only sitting in the problem, they were thinking about it. Apparently, they have thought about the many venues that they had to get out of this impoverished state. They had reached the conclusion that they were not going to sit there and die in this mediocre condition. They had determined that there were too many options for them. Some of the options were negative. If we sit here, we're going to die. If we go into the Syrian camp, they're going to kill us. Or they may not. There's a famine in the city. If we go into the city, into Samaria, we're going to die. If we sit here, we're going to die. If we go in the city, we're going to die. The Syrians may kill us, or they may not. But either way, we're going to die. So let's take a chance. Let's stand a chance. Let's see if God is on our side. Oh. Negative situations don't come into your life to defeat you. If you know like I know, when a negative thing comes in, or if God uses somebody who is the bearer of so-called bad news, you will now embrace that person and thank them for pushing you into a dimension where your trust in God has now graduated. I know this is difficult for you to comprehend right now because you're reacting to the negative thing that has happened. But God would not allow it to happen if he did not have something better. Some of you have been asking God to give you better finances, but you've been asking him to do it in the place where you currently reside. God says, I'm not going to do that because where you are, you've reached the limit of where you are. But in order for me to push you to the next level of my spiritual ability, I must have you become so disappointed with where you are willing to move. This is not a condition of the spirit. This is a condition of the mind. For when these four lepers decide to go into the camp of the Syrians, the Bible says once they reached that camp, there was nobody there, and they left the food. You see, you're afraid to move forward because of what you think may happen. But God is saying, go on. Go on, try. Reach on into there. Go for it. Tell somebody, go for it. You're scared. It says that when they reached the camp of the Syrians, he said there was no one there. Verse 6 said, because the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. I read this passage and thoughts come through my mind. I want to understand how this process took place. The Bible says that they said to one another, the Syrians said, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the king of the Hittites and the Egyptians to come against us. So they got up and left in the twilight. You see, the devil is only where he is because you let him live there. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Watch this. Watch this. He cannot squat where he's not allowed. Why is he taking your joy? Why does he have you in such anxiety? Why are you worried about tomorrow when you know who formed tomorrow? Do you think that God has a tragedy waiting for you when Jeremiah 29 says, I've got plans to give you hope and a future?
I'm not letting your past keep you in bondage. I've got a future waiting for you, and you've got to declare, I've got a future waiting for me.
It says that the Lord made them hear all of these adversaries. When? When they made up their mind to move. Oh, saints of God. You get on a real wild ride, they make you put a seatbelt on. And they always have someone come to inspect your seatbelt. They'll say, pull that yellow strap just to make sure, because we know what this thing's going to do if you're not strapped in. All right, I'll reach over and pull that seatbelt in, because this is about to throw you out your seat. You have been programmed from the past to wait on God through an often improper method of exegesis. We have taken the passage in Isaiah to wait on God to a ridiculous level where it cannot be applied. But I am today telling you that while you think you are waiting on God, the Bible is completed. There are 1,285 promises in the Word of God with your name on it. I am not including the promises to the nation of Israel that have nothing to do with us. I'm telling you, there are enough promises for you that God says, why are you waiting on me? I'm waiting on you. Let me put it to you in terms you can grasp. You go into the bank with a check. You wait in line until it's your turn. If you have your ID and your bank card, you are bold enough to go to any teller because you have your ID and your bank card. But if you left them in the car, you wait to find the teller that knows you. You'll let people in front of you and say, I'm waiting for them. They'll say, oh, well, go ahead. You say, no, I'm waiting for them. The other teller may even say, next. You say, no, I'm waiting for them. Why are you waiting for them? Because they don't need your identification, your relationship. You keep coming to preachers. You keep coming to people, and they need identification. What church you go to? Do you believe in tongues? Do you believe in this? But God said, get on over to my window. I know you. I've adopted you. You're in my kingdom. Put your needs before me. Cast your cares upon me. Open your heart. Share with me the things that are troubling you. You don't need no ID. I know you from the foundation of the world. Change your mind. God is waiting for us. You're waiting on God. God is waiting for us. Watch. There's only one passage. I told the people this morning, I'm going to tell you now, as you read through the Bible, we're going through the Bible in the whole year. It's fun, isn't it? You didn't know that before, but now it's fun to watch. There's only one passage. I told the people this morning to go through the Bible, as you go through the Bible, pull out everything where there is one instance or one command about it. And you'll find that those are very, very important commands or observations. Psalm 133 gives us one of those one times. Psalm 33, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. He says, when God finds unity, he commands a blessing. That's the only place you see it. The only place where God commands a blessing is when he finds unity. You won't find it anywhere else in the Bible. The second thing that I shared with the people this morning when it comes to uniqueness and oneness is in Malachi, where he said, put me to the test. The only time God validates testing him is when it comes to your money. He never said it about your healing. He never said it about your friendships, never said it about any other relationship. He said, prove me when it comes to your money and see if I won't open up the window of heaven
And you didn't even know heaven had windows, did you? You thought they were all shut up because we're inner city people. And because we're blessed with a darker pigment. And because of that socialization, we think that we have to beg God and hope he responds. God said, you waiting for me to bless you. I'm waiting for you to prove me. Prove me. That's the only time he ever said it. Prove me. So if the windows of heaven are not opening for you, there's no devil to bind. You're not proving him. You have allowed your current economic condition to keep you from proving God. Listen, there are people who will say, I want to, but I can't. That's a lie. What you're doing is you're trying to suggest to God that I need more from you in order to give you what you demand. Rather than saying, I'm going to put myself in a financial position so that I can give you what's yours, amen. I'm living above my ability. Living above your ability has nothing to do with your income. Mm-hmm. Nothing. It has everything to do with your ability to give to God. If you cannot give to God, you are living above your means. And the thing that you are supporting is your idol. Because it is causing you, and that's why the Lord is taking everything else, because he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1516P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Jesus says that we are the light of the world and that we are the salt of the earth. But just what does that mean? The Bible tells us that we should come out from among them and be separate. That you and I have the command to demonstrate the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, and the love of God so that the world may know that the Lord exists. To that end, the Lord has encouraged us to write a book entitled The Christian and the Culture. The purpose of this book is to give you an opportunity to examine how the culture is trying to pull us into an ungodly lifestyle, but you and I are encouraged to live above the cultural trappings. You need to get this book into your library. There are chapters that talk about confronting the giants in your life. Chapters that express God's love for you and how you and I are to separate ourselves, as the Apostle Paul says, by renewing our mind. And that is the basis of change. Our announcer is going to give you all the information you need to get this book into your personal library, to read it over and over and over again, and watch God begin to give you a sense of distinctiveness so the world will see that Jesus truly is the Lord of all creation.
Bishop Lambert's newly published book, The Christian and the Culture, is now available for purchase at Amazon.com and ChristianandTheCulture.com. Be sure to get your copy of this life-changing book and learn how to become a conqueror through Christ Jesus. For more information, call 215-885-2585.